With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's what made Milwaukee famous, just made a loser out of me, by Jerry Lee Lewis. A song I'm sure I have played before, but when you go to Milwaukee and lose with Giannis Antetokounmpo having a huge game, it's a little bit too fitting to not warrant a repeat.
Yeah, it's perfect. And, of course, you're filling in for Drew as the beat writer on the team now. And so, once again, your streak continues.
That was not a terrible game. I mean, it was a midweek road loss, and so that's a certain level. But it actually ended up being a pretty interesting game.
Yeah. So I read your piece. I've tweeted it out, and sort of amazing that 62 points is the most that Ja and Jaren have ever scored together. But that's also notable. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's the most in regular season, which is how records work.
Right.
I think when Ja had 47 in the playoffs, they may have combined more, but that was a Ja having 47. In terms of both going that large in the same game, I mean, it's pretty rare for the Grizzlies' history. I mean, earlier this season, Ja and Desmond Bane both hit 30 in the same game, and that was the first time, I think, a backcourt for the Grizzlies had ever done that in franchise history. So the Grizzlies haven't been known for, like, individual big scoring nights from anybody, honestly, their whole history. But, yeah, that was – and the amazing thing about it is that Jaren scored 2 points in the first half.
Right.
And so he had a 27-point second half in that game. It was good to see them both go big at the same time, and it was good to see them both, if not in a win, in a comeback that made a road game against a good team competitive. It wasn't like it ended up being stats for nothing in the sense that you lost the game, but it wasn't like meaningful numbers. I mean, they took that team from out of the game to back into the game against a good team on the road, and so it was a good thing to see.
In the end, they did not have enough shooting. They did not have enough backcourt. They did not have enough backup point guard. Is the backup point guard a problem?
Yes, I think as long as – I don't think it's Tyus Jones' absence by itself that is the problem. I think it's the compound effect of Tyus Jones, Desmond Bane, and Cal Anderson all being out. Because you remember, like, when they went 10-2 without Ja, you know, the whole next man up worked. Tyus moved in the starting lineup, and then it was really – D'Anthony Melton a little bit too, but it was mostly Bane and Anderson handling a lot of that ball handling playmaking duties when you didn't have a true point guard in the game. Last night, when they didn't have Ja in the game, they were running a Jarrett Culver, John Conchar backcourt. I just think that's not going to work. It's just not going to work. And so I think it's going to be a real struggle for them while they're missing all three of those guys. If they get just one of those guys back, I think it would be a big change for the team.
How about one of these, you know, like fringe point guard dudes, like that you can, you know, finding one of those off the street?
Well, the funny thing, I mean, they did that last year with Kim Frazier. Maybe they just don't think the right guy's out there. It's funny. They signed Tyrell Terry to the two-way. Apparently, they just don't think he's ready. Like, there's a certain, like, you know, they didn't sign him for short-term. They signed him because they like him as a long-term prospect, and they think he's just not ready to step in for various reasons into the NBA system right now. But they went out and they signed Shaquille Harrison last night, who was available in the game. The thing about Shaquille Harrison is, He's a journeyman player, 6'7". He's technically a point guard. Like, that's how he's been listed a lot in his career. He's really a defensive specialist. He's not really a ball handler playmaker. And so, yeah, I do think it's somewhat surprising they didn't sign someone who is more of that ilk. Maybe they just think there's no one out there to sign who's going to be any better than, like, there's a reason these guys are not in the NBA, right? So maybe there's just no one of that ilk they think is going to play better on the ball for them than Jarrett Culver. I'd be surprised, though.
And then D'Anthony Melton, again, didn't have a great game shooting last night. You have been a fan of D'Anthony Melton's. It also at some point you think, well, if there's a position you can upgrade heading into the playoffs, maybe it's that one. Where is D'Anthony Melton?
Well, I think, let's stipulate he has not had a particularly good season. Let's stipulate that he has just not made the strides where you are comfortable with him on the ball.
Right.
All of that is true. I still don't understand D'Anthony Melton playing 17 minutes and mostly off the ball in that game, and Jarrett Culver playing 16 minutes mostly on the ball, and Conjure playing 32 minutes. I don't think whatever his struggles were, which were very real, like, it's not like those guys were doing anything.
Right.
I think even granting all of the limitations and struggles of D'Anthony Melton in the moment, I still think they underplayed him in that particular game given what their options were. And so I think they need to be playing Melton more. Now, that said, I am very much grown into the they should entertain trading D'Anthony Melton. I just think he's gotten squeezed on this particular team, partly because of the players around him, partly because of his own lack of offensive growth. I still think he is a good player, a good young player, on a good contract. I think he would probably make more sense in some other situations around the league. And so everyone focuses on the expiring contract guys, particularly Culver and Kyle Anderson. That's why I throw Melton in the same mix of if you're going to make a trade, these are the guys they should probably be looking at.
Okay, and now they go to Denver. In terms of players you like watching, is Jokic, and that pass to win the game last night was ridiculous once again. Out of a double team, cross court to Aaron Gordon in the corner. Is he top five players you like to watch right now in the league?
Yeah, no, I think probably so. I mean, I have a thing for big men and passing, length and passing, and quirk, and personality, and all those things are thrown together. Nikola Jokic. It's kind of the Grizzlies have a leg up in terms of the watching elite players play because they bring one with them wherever they go.
Right,
but. But then you already have the one, and then you get Giannis, then you get Jokic, then you get Luka, and it's kind of most nights there's a good stretch of being able to see the game's great players go head to head because you're bringing one with you all the time.
It is, and it's funny to be fretful about. Of course, they're third right now, but to be like they're four games up on Dallas, and you could easily imagine them as diminished as they are going 0-4 on this road trip. I mean,
And Dallas is charging hard, and one of the games is against Dallas head-to-head, and Dallas, if they win that game, will have the tiebreaker. And so that game against Dallas is like a two-game swing almost.
I was going to play – I don't know where Jeffrey was – oh, there he is. He's here. Okay, so we've reached the point with the Grizzlies where on basic national ESPN shows – they talk about them with the talking points that they do.
Every morning when I get into my car with my daughter to take her to school and I turn on the radio, it's whatever the national show is before you.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're talking about the Grizzlies every day. I actually wonder today, is it something like, how magazines will have regional covers? Are they doing like multiple different broadcasts?
The Grizzlies have made
different parts of the country?
The Grizzlies have made it into the talking points. And so, it's never like your podcast that you just did, the low post, which was just thoughtful conversation about the Grizzlies. It's always around some big question, right? That's how it's done.
Right.
So today, the big question, and you have to overlook the moronic parts of this or the artificial parts of this, and I want you to tell me what you think of this discussion. The big question was, can the Grizzlies win multiple championships? Keyshawn Johnson said no. Jay Williams said yes. There was someone on either side. Conveniently, here is how it played out.
Yeah, I don't think so, Jay. I don't think that's the case. And you know how I feel. I like Ja. I think he's great. But who's going there with him to play at that level? And is he staying in Memphis.
See, this is I'll take it, Key, because as a real hoops junkie with some, you know, West Coast games on late night, I found myself up just watching this team play in particular a lot more. Man, they have a lot of young, good pieces. Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams. You talk about De'Anthony Melton, Desmond Bane. They space the floor and they defend, Key. They defend. These may not be names that people know now, but I am trying to tell you, like, the way they grind and the way they D, they're going to be in the conversation, man. Like, if they get to the Western Conference Finals this year, I wouldn't be shocked.
Did you hear what George Stotano said?
I'm leaning towards saying
there's, with them growing together, Key, it's feasible.
But multiple is interesting because Key's right. Normally, you have that guy in a small market for 7 years, 6 to 7 years, and then he wants out to a more glamorous market, usually. Do they have the chance to win two in that span? I think they do, because I think Ja Morant is already almost playing at the level of the best player on a championship team, and they got a deep team.
But think about it this way, Jay, because you played in the NBA. You know NBA in and out. When you're talking about the San Antonio Spurs, first of all, the Admiral's a different type of dude. Tim Duncan's a different type of dude. Getting Mano coming over, that's different.
A lot of things had to go right.
Finding Tony Parker, bringing him in, those are different personalities. So therefore, San Antonio worked for those personalities. So it was a perfect situation.
Well, look, I'm not saying when people hear San Antonio, I just heard two different things, right? I didn't confuse San Antonio, who won five chips. 99, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2014. I'm not confusing that with winning multiple championships. Like, two over the course of their time there. Like, I can see them winning multiple championships.
They just won 12 out of 13 games. Ja's playing at MVP level. What I'll say is,
they're going to get through Phoenix. They're going to get through Golden
State.
Well,
no, maybe not this year.
They already beat both those teams this year.
But them dudes ain't going nowhere.
Look,
the Memphis
Grizzlies, maybe they're ahead of schedule. Let's say they win one next year. That's entirely possible. That still gives them time to win another one before Ja's out of there, if he's out of there.
Key, how long will CP3 continue to play at this level? He's up there in age, right? So I take CP3 off Phoenix
in 2 years.
Ja's not the type to care who's on what team.
I know he's not. I'm just giving reasoning to where other teams are. Like, Steph, Clay, obviously, that would be a team to beat. But, like, there's already – dude, that already feels like a rivalry.
All right, Chris, that was 3 minutes of conversation about the Grizzlies winning multiple championships, by the way. We've gone straight to multiple.
Did I miss the first one?
I missed the first one. Go ahead.
I missed the game six. Can we, like, get to a game six or, like, win a first-round playoff series? Win a home playoff game?
I'm sorry, that's not worthy of ESPN.
Let's get one.
Yes. It's silly. You would bet against the Grizzlies winning one championship, much less multiple. But if it happens, you can imagine a Spurs-like scenario playing out that is within the realm of possibility.
I think the Spurs comp is actually a worthy one in the sense of, if you're going to stipulate a multiple championship comp, which is already kind of a silly thing to stipulate, but if we're going to stipulate that, to me, that is more the model. It's not. Remember that Spurs team did not win. Like, they didn't win like three in a row or whatever. It wasn't one of those Jordan, Pippen, you know, Durant, Curry, LeBron, Wade, Shaq, Kobe, where you're just in the finals like 3 or 4 years in a row. It was, they struck them out over like a decade, and the team changed around them over the course of the multiple titles. Tim Duncan was the commonality, but the team changed a lot over the course of the multiple titles. And I think that's more, if you dream of multiple titles, that is more the kind of scenario where you are a contending team for a decade and, like, you squeak through and win multiple seasons over the course of that long period. Not that you put together the juggernaut that wins, that reels them off, boom, 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 boom. I think it is that you have a 22-year-old Ja Morant, a 22-year-old Jaren Jackson, a 23-year-old Desmond Bane. You lock them all up for the next 10 years. You churn around them effectively over the course of the decade. You're a contender every year, and you get multiple championships out of it. That is the scenario in which the Grizzlies win multiple championships to me. It is not the juggernaut dynasty that, like, you know, that wins them all in a row.
In terms of, you know, will the Grizzlies win a championship? The odds are no. I mean, you know, lots of very good.
It's sort of like Ja Morant winning an MVP. Right. When I mentioned what I said in the low podcast, the the over-under is 0.5 in terms of players on this team that win MVPs. You know, whereas that Thunder team that never broke through, by the way, and never won a title, I mean, they had three different players that ended up winning MVPs from that roster. This is not that kind of roster. You know, the Curry Durant team had two different players who won MVPs in their career. And so it's not, yeah, you set the over-under at 0.5 still, but it's not out of the question. And the other point I would make relative to all that conversation is that the window is open now. Now, you hope the window stays open for a long time, and you hope the window gets more open than it is this season, but the window is now officially open, partly because Morant is this good this fast, probably because of the NBA. There's no great team. And so, again, all things are possible.
Do you think a couple things strike you. Of course, when Key is saying San Antonio's different, he's a different type of dude, he's whatever else, you know, the hope from the Memphis perspective, obviously, it's a hope, is that Ja is a different type of dude. And that Jaren and Desmond together, that they have the kind of bond that those Spurs had, which keep them here, et cetera. But my question is,
we really don't need to be talking about Ja Morant going elsewhere just because, like, Steven starts spouting off on a TV show. Here's what's going to happen. Ja Morant is going to make an All-NBA team.
Yeah.
He's going to qualify for a Supermax rookie extension on top of a deal that still has one more year left.
Yep.
They're going to put that contract on the table this summer. He's going to sign that contract, and Ja Morant's going to be under contract for the Memphis Grizzlies six more seasons beyond the current season. So, like, I don't care.
And you know,
get back to me in 3 or 4 years on this subject.
Here's the truth. It is more likely or as likely Ja Morant will have longer on his contract with the Grizzlies than the Grizzlies will have on their contract with Memphis. That is simply true, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so
who cares?
So,
he's going to be here for at least 6 more years after this season we're still in the middle of.
But here's my question. If the Grizzlies are to win a title, do they need, in this next 3 years, let's just say, or even to get to a finals, do they need to add a player who is as good or better than their best four players right now? Than Ja, Jaren, Desmond, and Dylan. Do they need another player who is as good or better than those players in order to win a title?
Yeah, probably so, but you're going low enough that's a bar that's not that formidable to clear. You're not talking about another player as good as Ja Morant.
Okay, who's better than Desmond or Dylan? Do they need to add a player who's better than Desmond and Dylan?
Yeah, maybe so. But, like, or grow one, right?
Or grow one. It could be Desmond who's better than Desmond. Desmond next year.
That's right.
Could be better than Desmond
that's exactly
this year.
Right,
yes.
And I still get back to Jaren is still the tipping point. He's the tipping point. Right now, he's in the same general mix of Desmond and Dylan. You got Ja Morant, and then you drop down. You got Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, sort of in a jumble, right?
Yep.
Well, Jaren Jackson has a different ceiling as a basketball player than Desmond Bane or Dylan Brooks. How much can he raise himself above that jumble? I'm not saying he's going to get to co-equal with Ja Morant status, but he has all the tools, and you saw it in the second half of that game last night when he had 27 points and 3 blocks and 6 boards and 1 half of basketball going head-to-head against Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is there a point where he puts all the different pieces together? Instead of playing whack-a-mole with all the things he can do, they all pop up at the same time. If he does that, where does he get to? Well, he's going to be an all-star. He's not going to be Ja Morant. He's not going to be an MVP candidate, maybe. But he can be an all-star. Jaren Jackson has a ceiling of a top 20 player in the league. Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks don't have that ceiling. And so if Jaren hits that ceiling, suddenly it's a different conversation about how good your fourth best player has to be.
Chris, thanks very much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, Chris Harrington, his piece on last night's pretty upbeat loss, really, if there are such a thing, and I guess there is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.